Yeah, Mishnayis Mesech Tahoris. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hayru Bezdin Lavor Alachas Mikol Mitzvah Samuras Batayro. If Bezdin gave out a psak that it's mutter to be over one of the Isurim of the Torah. The Mura says the cases, let's say Bezdin Paskins, that a certain type of a chilev is mutter to eat. They gave out this psak by mistake. Now, v'holach ha-yochid v'oso, shoygegapiyam, a yochid, one of Klai Yisrael, goes and listens to the Bezdin, and he eats now this chilev, even though maybe you once heard it was oso, but now he hears the Bezdin Paskins is mutter, and he doesn't know better, so he listens to Bezdin. That's called v'yosei, goes shoygeg apiyam, and he does shoygeg because of Bezdin. Now, bein she'oso, where the Bezdin eats this chelev also, v'yosei moyim, this person eats it with the Bezdin. Bein she'oso, where the Bezdin eats the chelev today, v'yosei achrayim, and this person eats it tomorrow, the next day. Or else, bein she'oso, even if the Bezdin themselves did not eat this chelev, but just v'yosei, this yochid went and ate the chelev, because of the shigas, because he relied upon Bezdin, therefore potter, our Mishnah holds the chiddush that is potter from the korban chatas. Even though usually when a yochid does a chet like this, even chelev, something that yichayi b'mezid chorus, if you do it b'shoigig, usually yichayi b'korban, here you potter from a korban because you're being toila b'das Bezdin, you're relying upon Bezdin's psak. The Mishnah says with neisha tolav a Bezdin because you're relying upon Bezdin's psak. What's going to be Hoira Bezdin? Let's say Bezdin also paskin that Chelev is Mutter. And V'yoda Echad Miem Shato, one of the Dayonim in Bezdin realizes that they made a mistake. Or Yerel's a Talmud, not one of the Dayonim, but a Talmud sitting in front of the Dayonim. V'royal Aroh, this is a Talmud that knows how to paskin. He understands Halacha, and he can say Svarus. Now, V'holach V'yosal Pihen. Now, either this Yochid of the Dayan or else this Talmud that knows the Bezdin made a mistake. Still, he made a mistake. And he goes and eats this Chelev. The Gemara explained because he thinks that since Bezdin paskin its mutter, even though they made a mistake, still there's a mitzvah l'shmei adivichomim. That was his mistake. Now, bein she'oso v'yosi mohen, whether the Bezdin themselves are also eating this Chelev, and this Yochid is eating it with them, bein she'oso, whether the Bezdin ate it today, and this person eats it later on. Even if Bezdin themselves did not eat this chelev, because this yochid eats the chelev by himself, is a reza chayiv. In this case, he's chayiv a korban chatis. Why? He's not relying completely on Bezdin, as he himself knows that Bezdin made a mistake. So he's not relying totally on Bezdin's psak. And therefore, the Gemara asks, like, why is he shoygeg? Why is he chayiv a korban altogether? L'chur is amazed. And the answer is, like we said, because he's a little bit relying on the fact that he's a mitzvah l'shmei adivrei chachamim. See, even though he knows they made a mistake, he thought still it's a mitzvah to listen to them. And that was his mistake. But it's not called a mistake that he's a shogag in the actual psak of Bezdin. Therefore, he's chayiv a korban. And the Mishnah says, mifnei shaloi tolav a Bezdin, he did not rely upon Bezdin. And zeh aklal, this is the general rule, that ha-tolav b'yantzmai chayiv. If you rely upon yourself, then you chayiv a korban if you do it b'shoigeg. But v'yatoyle b'bezdin potter. Whenever you rely upon Bezdin's psak, that's the case that you have potter from your own korban. And the Gemara dashtins from a posik, and really the Gemara says that our Mishnah is a machlokes, that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita, but there is a Chachamim shita that argues and says no, that even a yochid that relies upon Bezdin, he's also chayiv a korban. There's only a p'tur when you have Rav Tzibur relies upon Bezdin, then there's a new chiddush being a korban, a par, we'll see later on. Mishnah Beis. Hoira Bezdin made out a psak that this chelev is mutter. V'yodu sheto, and Bezdin later realizes that they made a mistake. And v'chozuvem, they retract from their psak. Now, bein sheviyu kaprosen, whether the korban they brought, the special korban, is supposed to bring a korban par, Ovein shlahevi kaprosim, where the Bezdin did not bring their korban yet. Now viholach v'yosva piyem, a yochid goes now, and this yochid does not realize that Bezdin retracted, and he goes and eats chelev now because he thinks Bezdin passed that it's still mutar. Shreb Shimon poyt, Shimon says yes, this yochid is still potter from a korban. He still considered a toila, but does Bezdin is potter from a korban. For Rabbi Eliezer, why meno sofik? It's considered a sofik. It's a doubt. Whether he's Tola B'das Bezdin or is considered Tola B'yatzmoy, and therefore some say that he has to bring a korban Oshem Toli. that the Mishnah says, Ezel Sofik, what's the case that's considered a Sofik? When is he considered a Sofik? Yoshev Lech B'teich Beisai Chayiv. If the person is back at home, so then he's Chayiv a Korban. He's not called like so much a Tola B'das Bezdin. Because since he's at home, he should have asked around to see if Bezdin retracted or not. But since he did not, ask, therefore he's Chayiv an Oshem Toli. This is the case that he's Chayiv the Oshem Toli. What's going to be Holoch Lelo Medina Sayom? Let's say the person went on a trip, went over the ocean, and over there there's nobody to ask. So then Taka Potter, then he's still Potter from a Korbin, because it's still considered his Tola B'das Bezdin. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Moidani Bezir, I agree to you, Shukarov Lifto Minachayv. Then the case where the person went to Medina Sayom, the other side of the ocean, there's more reasoning to say he should be Potter from a Korbin, he's still the Tola B'das Bezdin, rather to say than his Chayv. Omoloi Benazir, Benazir asks back to Rabbi Kiva and says, Maishno Zer Minayeshu B'Beisai, no, what's the difference? What's the difference whether the person is sitting at home or the person went away? In both cases, he thinks that Bezdin still passed and that it's Mutter. So he's being a Tola B'das Bezdin. So what's the difference? The answer is, if he's sitting at home, it's his fault. He should have found out. He should have asked around, does Bezdin still hold from this Psakana? And since he did not find out, it's his fault. It's called Tola B'das Atzmai. But Vizer, the person that went away on the trip, he has nobody to hear from, therefore he's still considered a Tola B'das Bezdin. He is Potter from a Korban. Mishnah Gimel. Hoiru Bezdin Laker es Kol Aguf. Let's say Bezdin made a mistake, and the psak was that the whole Aver is Mutter completely. Like Lamoshel Omru, they said, Ein Nida Batera. There's no halacha of a Nida. Even though your wife sees Dam, still she's Mutter. There's no parsha of Nida at all. Or else, ain Shabbos Batera, Bezdin Paskins, there are no malachis that are also on Shabbos. Or else, ain Avoy Dezar Batera, there's no Issa to worship an Avoy Dezar Midiraisa. It's, if the Bezdin made such a mistake, Harielu Paturim. Even if the Rov Tziba listens to Bezdin, Bezdin is potter from being in their own korban the power, because this is not called that people relied upon Bezdin. Such a mistake that it's against something that says open in the Torah, that's not called relying upon Bezdin. There's no such sack like this. And therefore, whoever does it is chayv their own korban chatas. What's going to be hoiro lovato mikzas ulakayim mikzas? Bezdin made a psak that part of the mitzvah, part of the yisra is mutar, but part is still also. Then harelu chayovim. Then, if you listen to Bezdin, that's called you are toilo. You're relying upon the psak Bezdin, and then the yochid is potter from a korban. Now elu harelu chayovim. Yekaitza. What's the case? The Bezdin says, yes, we admit there's an Issa Nida Midiraisa. The locher is, let's say an Isha first sees a cycle, first sees a period. So she's tummy for 7 days. After that Midiraisa, she can go to the mikvah if she stops seeing and she's tor. The next 11 days, if she sees one day, so locher is, she's only tummy that one day. If she does not see the next day she can go to the mikvah. But that day that she saw, she is tameh. That's called the Shmeras Yom Keneged Yom. So if Bezdin Paskin that day, she's Mutter. So it's only called the Mixas. They agree there's a Tumas Nida, just they don't know from the Loch of Shmeras Yom Keneged Yom. Or else, Yesh Shabbos Patera, Bezdin Paskin, there is an Issa Shabbos. There is an Issa to do Malachas on Shabbos. Abo, but they're only Mata one Malacha. But they say that Hamoitzim Rishus Hayochel Rishus Rabim Potter. If you carry out from Rishus Yochel Rishus Rabim, you Potter on Shabbos. That's all. This is the one Malacha they said it's Mutter. The same thing Yeshav Vaydezor Batera. They paskin, yes, there is an Issa Vaydezor Mediraisa. Avo, but Hamishtachev Potter. If somebody just bows down to their Vaydezor, this one Avoydez Potter. In such a case, Sareelu Chayovim. If Rav of the Tzibo listens to Bezdin, then Bezdin is chayav to bring their special power for the chet of the Tzibo. Shnema, because the pasuk says v'ne'elam dover, that part of the mitzvah, part of the verb was forgotten. Svidashin dover, part of it for lo kol aguf. Not if the Bezdin made a mistake in the whole mitzvah. If they made a mistake in the whole mitzvah, that's not called a psak. Nobody's supposed to listen to them. Therefore, they are potter, and the yechidim that do it, each one of them is chayav their own korban chatas.
Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Hoiru Bezdin. Bezdin gave a psak to Bezdin Agodol. V'yod echad mihem sheto. And one of the dayonim, one of the people in the Bezdin, knows that they made a mistake. V'yom alehem. And this Dayan says to the rest of them, Toyimatem, Yishno, you're making a mistake, your psak is wrong. So this one Dayan does not agree with the rest of the Dayanim. Oishlehoya Mufla Shabezdin Shom. Or else another case, that the Mufla, that's the chief, like the Av Bezdin, the Mufla, the most modest one, was not there at the time when the Sanhedrin Gedolah made the psak. Even if there was 71, but since the Mufla was not there, it's not called the psak Bezdin. Another case is Oishahoya Echod Mehen Ger. Let's say one of them was a Ger, one of the Dayanim was a Ger, that's not fit to be a Dayan. Oi Mamzer, else one of the Dayanim was a Mamzer, also not fit. Oi Nosin, also one of the Nosinim, is Givonim, is Gai, Bishas Yeshua. Oi Zokin, Shle Roy Levonim, or else an older person that's not fit to have any children, he also has a psul, he's not fit to be a Dayan. Because he doesn't have so much Rachmanis anymore, doesn't have so much pity anymore, since he doesn't have children anymore. In such a case of this type of a bezdin made a psak, it's not called the haruah's bezdin. Therefore, the people that listen to them, they're potter from this korban tzibur of a par, and rather we consider it all like yechidim. Each one has to bring separately their own kisva oisiru. Shneim akam, as it says over here, edo. Shneim alhamna says in another place, edo. Says v'shoftu edo. So we darshin. Just like the word Eidah, when it says over there, it means that means the whole bezin, everybody there has to be fit to be a dayin. Is af Eidah Amurakan here also by the Tzalach of Helam Davar? It also means till all the dayanim there are fit to be a dayin. And if one of them is missing, that's not called the psak haro's bezdin. What's going to be Hiru bezdin shegigin? True, Bezdin makes a mistake. They pass in Chelev is Mutter by mistake. And we also call our call a Shadrigin. All the Ka, the whole congregation, right with the Tzibah listens to the Dayan, to the Bezdin HaGodol. So this is the case that Mevi and Par. This is the classical case that is called the Par Helam Dovar, that we have to bring a Par because of the Chet of the Tzibah. What's going to be the case, Mezidin? Let's say Bezdin made a Psak Bemezid. They made it wrong, they made it Bemezid willingly. We also shagigin, but the tzibah listens to the bezdin. Simeviyin kisvo sira. Every yochid has to bring his own separate korban. That's not considered a helam dover, since there is no real psak of bezdin b'shagig. So each yochid that does it, true, they're shagigin. They have to bring their own special korban chatis. What's going to be shagigin? True, let's say bezdin makes a psak b'shagig by mistake, but the yosam mizidim, the tzibah that listens, knows that bezdin made a mistake, and they do it b'mezid. In this case, the Bezdin is potter from the Par Helam Dover, because it's not cool that it was a Psak B'Shegeg, and the Tzibah listened also B'Shegeg. Mishnehei, Hoiru Bezdin makes a Psak, the Bezdin HaGodol, the also call a Kal, and the whole Tzibah listens to them. Oiru Benapim, or else the majority of Klai Yisrael, listens to the Bezdin HaGodol. This is the case again, Mevi and Par, that the Bezdin has to bring a special power. We'll see later exactly who brings it, Bezdin or the Shvatim, the power Helam Dover. What's going to be an Avoy Dezorah? Let's say Bezdin Paskin wrong, they're allowed to do a special type of an Avoy Dezorah, and Roy with the Tzibah listen to Bezdin. Now the Loch Riz, Mevi and the power of the Sawyer. There's not only a power, which here the power is the Korban Olam, but he also has to bring a Sawyer, that's the Korban Chattis. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the Bezdin has to bring the korban. By regular chet, it's a par, and by avodah zarah, it's a par and a soyer. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Shnei Masa Shvatim, Mevi and Shnei Masa Purim. By regular chet, when the Bezdin HaGodol paskin, and 12 Shvatim listen to the Bezdin HaGodol, Rove of the 12 Shvatim, of each Shevet, Rove of the listen, Halachri is, each Shevet has to bring his own special par. It's not considered a par upon a korban upon Bezdin, but it's called a par upon each shevet. That's the par helam dover. Or the avoy dezorah. Let's say Bezdin passing wrong on a chet of avoy dezorah, and also the yud bei shvatim. Listen, so mevi and shnei mosa parim. These each shevet has to bring a par. Or shnei mosa sirim. Each shevet has to bring its own sawyer, its own goat. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon holds shloisha osa parim. By regular chet, there are 13 parim. Rabbi Shimon holds, not only does the 12 Shvatim each one have to bring their own, but there's a separate one for the Bezdin HaGodol. So together there are 13 Purim. And the same thing of Avoy Dezorah. Let's say the Bezdin HaGodol paskin wrong by a chet of an Avoy Dezorah, they paskin you light a bell down to the Avoy Dezorah.
So again, Shloishos Purim, who Shloishos Asirim. There are 13 Purim, 12 for the 12 Shvatim and 1 for Bezdin, and the same thing for the Sirim. Par v'soil l'chol shevet v'shevet. Each shevet has to bring its own par, its own ox, and its own goat. Oh, par v'soil l'bezdin. Who are then the Bezna Godol has to bring their own par and their own soil. What's going to be hoira Bezdin v'yosu shiva shvatim? Let's say the Bezna Godol paskin on a chet, they made a mistake, they didn't eat chalif. V'yosu shiva shvatim, and only 7 shvatim listen to them. Oy Ruben apim ros, most of the shvatim listened. No, so Shiva Shvata means in a case, even though it's not the majority of the population, Oiruba means if you have the majority of the population of Klai Yisrael, even though it's less than 7 Shvatim. In such a case, Mevi and Par, that's called the Tzibra did the Chet, and therefore the Bezdin has to bring a Par, or Bavoy Dezor, if the Chet was Bavoy Dezor, Mevi and Par, Vesoy, Divra, Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, if just one shevet does the chet, there's no chiv korban. It's only when you have either 7 shvatim, the majority of the shvatim, or else the majority of the population of Klai Yisrael. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, that then the bezdin has to bring the par, or by avoid the zar, with the par on the soil. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda holds shiva shvatim shechotu. Let's say 7 shvatim listen to the psak of Bezna Godol, Mevi and shiva parim. These 7 for sure have to bring each one their own par. The Shaushar Shvatim Shleichotu, Yehuda's Chiddush is the other 5 Shvatim that did not listen to the Bezna Godol, Mevin Aydein Par. They also get schlepped along like the Gurin, that they have to bring a korban because of the other Shvatim. Shaf Elu Shleichotu, Mevin Aydein Achotim. Even these 5 Shvatim that did not do the Chet, they also have to bring a korban because of the other 7 that did. And the Gemara comes out that according to the Yehuda's Lav Dafka, if you have 7. Even if only one shevet listened to the Bezna Godol, still all the other Shvatim Agarim, they would also have to bring a korban par. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shimon Aparim, he holds no, there's no din Gurim. If 7 Shvatim listen, so those 7 Shvatim have to bring each one a par, and the 8th one is that the Bezna has to bring also. Let's say it was a chet b'avoy dezoro, then Shimon Aparim, you have to bring 8 parim, or Shimon Asirim, same thing, 7 for the Shvatim and 1 for Bezdin. Par v'soyer l'chol shevet v'shevet. Each shevet brings its own par v'soyer, or par v'soyer l'bezdin. Such a Shimon holds that when you have that again, each shevet has to bring its own korban and the bezdin. But a yagaz on Rav Yehuda that the other shvatim do not have to bring a korban. What's going to be hayru bezdin shel echud min hashvatim? Let's say not the bezdin hagodol, but one of the bezdin of each shevet. Let's say Binyamin's bezdin paskin wrong. And Shevet Binyamin listened to their Bezdin. So Locha is Oysa HaShevet Uchayiv. That Shevet has the Locha as a Hurra Bezdin, and they'll have to bring a par. But Yashar Kol HaShvatim, the rest of the Shvatim, Pturim, Divrei Rav Yehuda, these are the words of Rav Yehuda. In other words, here, where it's only a private Bezdin of one Shevet, when he passed in wrong, and one Shevet listened, only that Shevet has to bring. The other Shvatim here do not have to bring. The Chum say no, even in this case, Ein Chayovim Elal Herois Bezna Godol Bavad. The only time there's a chiyuv to bring a special power, the power of Helam Dover, is called the Korban HaTzibur, only if it was a psak from the Bezna Godol, not from a private Bezdin of each Shevet. Shneimer the Pasuk says, V'yim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku, V'lo Yadas Oisya Shevet. It's not enough the Adas of that Shevet, but it has to be the Adas of Kol Yisrael. In other words, you can't just have the bezn of that shevet, but it has to be the bezn nagodol of the whole Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Perek Sheni, Mishnalef. Hoiro koin Moshiach liatzmoi. Let's say the koin Moshiach means the koin godol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha by the Bayis HaRishon and still had the Shemen HaMishcha. So the loch of a koin godol is that shogeg, he has to paskin wrong first for himself, and then v'yosa shogeg, if he does the action, first he has to make his own psak, that this type of chelev shal hadakin, the chelev on top of the intestines is mutter, and then he goes and eats the chelev according to his psak. So such a case may be par, a special loch, he does not have a loch like a regular yochid, but rather he has to bring a special par, that's called the par of a kohen gadol. What's going to be though, shogeg v'yosa mezid, let's say he paskin wrong, but he did it the mezid, or else mezid, he paskin wrong the mezid, v'yosa shogeg, and he came to the shogeg, potter, he's potter from his special power. Shairois koin Moshiach liatzmoi, koirois bezdin latzibor. Because the same halacha, just like bezna godlo, when he paskins for the tzibor, has to be a psak api shoygeg, and a si aide shoygeg. The same thing with koin godlo, he has to paskin wrong by himself aide shoygeg, and he has to do the action also aide shoygeg. Then he's chayv in a por. Otherwise, though, he's potter from a korban. Mishnah Beis. Hoiro bifnei atzmoi v'osso bifnei atzmoi. Regular case, the Kohen Gadol paskin wrong for himself, and he did the action, he actually ate the chalev b'shoigig. So mischapolei bifnei atzmoi. He brings his own korban par, that's mechap of him for himself. What's going to be though, hoiro in hatzibor? Let's say he paskin chalev is muta, the same way the Bezdin HaGadol also paskin that chalev is muta. For Yosri and Atzibor, in the same way the rest of the Tzibor listens to the Bezna Godel, and they eat Chalev, he also eats Chalev because of his own Psak. So such a case, since the Tzibor has the Chiev to bring their own power, Mischapolo Yem Atzibor, the Kohen Godel here does not have to bring his own power, he has a Kapor with the Tzibor's power. Shein Bezdin Chayovim at Shiyor Levato Mixas, or Lekaya Mixas, because they have similar halachas, the same way that the Bezna Godel is only a chayiv a korban when the tzibah listens on a psak that he made wrong. At shiur, when he gave a psak, levato, to take away part of the mitzvah by the zorom, but he agreed that there is an avera by the zorom. V'chein ha-mashiach, the same thing applies to the kohen gadol, that he's only chayiv if he paskin wrong on an avera, half of the avera. Not that he was matah chelev completely, just he said that this type of chelev is mutah. For loybi avodah zorah, the same thing applies by the chet of avodah zorah, at shiur levato mixas lakai mixas, until there was a psak to be mevato mixas and to be mekai mixas. So since the aloch of a tzibur has the same aloch like a kohen gadol, therefore when the tzibur brings a par, it also is mechaper for the chet of the kohen gadol. Mishnah Gimel, ein chayovim el al helem dover im shikagas hamaisa, that the tzibur, they're only chayav the korban par helem dover if there was a psak halacha from the Bezna Godel, and the tzibur listened to the psak. V'chein ha-mashiach, the same thing applies by the kohen Godel. He's only chayav his korban par if he passed in wrong first, and then he did the action. B'shoigig. V'chein bi'avodah zorah, the same thing applies by the chet of avodah zorah. That ein chayovim ela al helem dover im shirga samaisa. Only if there was first a psak, whether it was the Bezna Godel or the Kohen Godel, and then they did the action b'shoigig. Now, ein bezdin chayovim at shiyore b'dover shezdoim nekoros v'shirgos achatis. The Bezna Godel, when they give a wrong psak, there's only this pasha of par helam dover. It was a psak upon such an avera that if a regular person would do it b'mezid, he would at least be chayiv koros. Now that he does it b'shoigig, he's chayiv achatis. Sif a yochid does it, he's chayiv his own separate chatis, a kiss for a sira. But now that the tzibur did it, our peep sak bezdin, to chayiv the special power. V'chein ha-mashiach, the same thing applies by the kohen gadol, that he's only chayiv his special power if it was a psak and avera of chiyiv koros. V'loi bi'avoy dezoro, at shiyur ra'adover shezdoi nekoros v'shirgos echatis. Even by the chet of avodah zorah, if the Bezna Godel or the Kohen Godel paskin on something that does not have a chiyuv korus, they would not be chayiv a korban. Only on an avodah zorah, an avodah that's chayiv korus. Like the most of the paskin wrong to say you're allowed to kiss the avodah zorah, or you're allowed to hug the avodah zorah, that's only in Yisra say there's no chiyuv korus. There they would not be a korban. Only if they pass, can you let her worship the avodah zorah, that then if somebody does have amazed, it's chayav karmas at least, then b'shoigig you have the chiyuvim of the karbonis.
Yeah, Mishnah Dalad. Ein chayovin al esei v'yaloisa shei sheba migdash. An issa about coming in when you tome to the base of migdash. Whether it's an issa rasei means if you're inside you have to go out, or whether it's loisa say not to come in, there's no chiyuv korban helem dover. If the Bezna Godel the paskins ruin, they let us stay in the Beis Hamikdash, and the person Tzibur listens, there's no Chiyuv Korban. And the Gemara explains the reason is because even if a Yochid does this Chet of coming into the Beis Hamikdash when he's Tomei, the Chiyuv Korban then is a Korban Oilu V'Yerid. Whether you're rich, you bring a par, if not, you bring a mincha, if not, you bring birds. So there's no halach of par helam dover. It's only on a Chet that if a yochid would do it to be chayiv a korban achat is kavua, then b'tzibur there's this power.
But here that it's not a korban kavu, it's a korban olu v'yorid, there's no halacha of a par helam dover. And the same thing, v'ein mevi'im oshom tolui alesse v'aloise seshev amigdash. Also Gemara learns out from the same type of a drosha, that the korban oshom tolui is if you have a doubt whether you did the aveir or not, it's only on such a chet that if you vade did the chet, you chayev a korban kavua, a chattes kavua. Not in the case we only chayev a korban olu v'yorid. Avol chayovim alesse v'aloise seshev anida. For nisarasei or aloisasei of nisanida, which is a chi of chorus, but you would do it b'shoigig a yochid is chayiv a korban chatis. So then, if the bez nagod the paskin wrong, there would be a chi of par helam dover. Now the isarasei, the Gemara in Shavuos came out that it means in a case where a man was living with his wife, and in the middle of the bia she became an ida. So there's a loch how he has to be purish. He should not be purish with an aver chai, but he has to wait until the aver is mace. Then there's less enjoyment, less tanoh, then he should go out. So if he goes out the wrong way, he'll be chay of a korban. Now, mevi'im oshom toli alesei v'aloisasei shebenida. Let's say Yochid has a doubt, has a suffix, whether he lived with a nida or not, whether he went out the wrong way or not, he has a suffix whether he did the chet, he would be chay of an oshom toli. Now, eizehi mitzvah asei shebenida, what's considered the mitzvah asei of a nida? That's proish min anida, like we explain how to go out from anida. In the case of living with your wife and then she becomes anida, she's piercing anida, so how do you go out? That's a loch of yesei. And a mitzvah loisasei means poshid, loisobe el anida, do not live with your wife when she's anida.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Ein chayovin al shmias hakoil. In a case, shmias hakoil means a person knows edus. And he holds it back, and he swears false that he does not know the Eidus, and really he knows the Eidus. The Yabitis for Soim, somebody stam swears, makes a shua shov. He swears that he did eat, and really he did not eat. The Yatumas Mitish Gadeshev, or else somebody walked into the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tomei. Or else, Salochur is Ein Chayovim, that Yinat Chayiv, meaning Bez Nagodl, if they pass wrong on these Chatoim, so that Tzibur does no Chiv Korbin, a par Helam Dover on these Chatoim. Again, the same reason as the Mishnah before, since these chatoyim, the korban is not a korban kavua, it's not a set korban, but it depends upon the person that's a korban oil of a year and how rich or how poor he is. Therefore, there's no parsha of par helam dover of a tzibah. Fi ha nosi ki yoitza behem. Tibi Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that a nosi the melech is also potter from his korban soyer if he does one of these three chatoyim. Now, about a shmias koil, that everybody agrees, that a melech, he does not have to come to say Eidus. So therefore, if he swears false that he does not know Eidus, and really he knows, he's potter. So Rav Yosiol, since he's potter from the parsh of shmias koil, he's also potter from the other two karbonos also. Therefore, the Nasi does not have to bring a korban for the chet of Vitas Vosayim or Tumas Nidish Kodeshev. Rav Akiva says no, ha Nasi chayiv bakulon, chutz mishmias koil. That a nasi the melech is chayiv in a korban of a shvuas bitoy or a tumas mitzvah gadoshev. He's only potter from a korban by a shmir shakoil. Why? She a melech loydon v'loydon noisoy. A melech cannot be a dain. We do not paskin against him. Loy meid v'loy mid noisoy. He cannot come to be an aid anyway, and we do not say this against him. So since the melech cannot be an aid anyway, when he swears false, it's not called the shvuas shov because he cannot say the aidus anyway. Therefore, he's potter from the korban shvua of a shmias hakoil, but the other two, Rabbi Akiva holds, he's chayiv.
The Mishneh Vov. Kol ha mitzvahs sheva Torah, all mitzvahs of the Torah, shechayov mazdoine chorus. If somebody does it, b'meizit, he's chayiv chorus. V'asher gosay chatis. If a person does it, b'shoigig, he does the chet, b'shoigig, in the mal, he's chayiv chatis. So what type of a korban does he bring? So it's like this. Ha yochid, a regular person, a regular Jew, maybe kisvo sirah. He has a choice, either to bring a she lamb, or else to bring a she goat. Vihanosi. What about if a king, a melech, does the chet? Soyer. He has to bring a he goat. Umoshiach ubezdin. What about the kohen gadol that again paskin wrong and that does the action b'shoigig, or else the bezna gadol paskin wrong and the tzibo listened? Maybe in par, they both have to bring a korban par. Uvavoyde zora. Let's say they do the chet of avoyde zora. Sahayochid, if it's a regular Jew that does the chet, or else viha nosi, or even a melech, or else viha moshiach, even the kohen gadol, mevi and sira. Here the halacha is that even the kohen gadol has to bring a sira, a she goat. That's his korban. which really means it's an A is a Basha Nosa, 1 year old, because the Pasuk says, V'yim nefesh achas techto b'shgoga, the griva A is a Basha Nosa l'chattis. So we darshin, it's kol yochid, even though he's a melech or a yochid or kohen gadol, he has a chiv to bring this siro. Well, Bezdin, what about if Bezdin, the tziba paskin wrong? Then it's a par of the soyer. By the chet of avoid a zorah, it has to be a par with the soyer. Par liyelo, the par is brought for korban oilo, v'soyer lechatis. The soyer is brought for korban chatis. So here's the case that a kohen gadol does not bring a par by avoid a zorah, but instead he brings the korban a siro. Alright, a turnover. Mishnah Zayin. Oshem Toloi. Let's say somebody did a chet, and he has a suffix, he has a doubt whether he ate chelev or not. There are two pieces there, chelev and shumin, kosher and treif. He's not sure which one he ate. So usually it's chayv and oshem Toloi. So ha-yochid v'hanosi chayovim. A regular Jew, or even the melech, if he does such a chet, he has a suffix whether he did it or not, he has to bring a korban oshem Toloi. But on Moshiach, the best, the kohen gadol, or best, the pturim, they're potter from Noshim Toli, like we had before. The case the Bezdin paskin wrong, and the tzibur listen, but they had a suffix whether they listened or not, so they're potter from Noshim Toli. And the Gemara Dashan Psukim, as the Pasuk says, V'chip rolav ha-koin asher yosa asher shogag v'hu lo yoda, V'darshe mishach atos v'gosa shovin, it's only somebody that is chayiv a regular chattis with a shigag ha-smais alone, and just that he's shogging in the maisa without a psak. If we be chayiv a chattis, then if it has a suffix, he's chayiv a noshim toli. Mashenkin a kohen gadol and the bezdin, where they're only chayiv with a helam dover, if it was first a wrong psak. So therefore, if they have a suffix, if they did the avera, there's no korban noshim toli. Oshim vaday, what about where they know for sure they did the chet, and there are five cases where you normally you chayiv a noshim, which is asham gzelus, asham milos, asham shivach rufa, asham nazir, noshim etzera. So ha-yochir, if you're a yochir, else v'yanosi, y'melech, v'yamashir, ha-kohen gadol, chayovim. They're chayovim in these, ha-shomis. Or bezdin p'turim, by bezdin tzibur, there's no union of an oshim. An oshim is only by yochid, not by yitzibur. Because the bezdin is only chayiv on a chet that you chayiv korus on, and these chatoim are not chayiv korus, therefore there's no chayiv oshim by a bezdin. Now, al shmiya sakel, what about the chet for you hold back, you swear false about edus, for you abitus for soyim, you make a shvua shav, you swear false that you really ate, you didn't, and you say you did not eat, for you atum shmikdash kodeshav, where you went into the base of mikdash when you were tamei, so bezdin pturim, if bezdin passing upon one of these averis, so there's no chiyah parahelum dover. Again, since the korban is not a korban kavua, it's a korban oil of a yurid, therefore there's no pasha of a kain of a parahelum dover. This time holds that even a kohen gadol is also chayiv on the chet of on these chatoyim. Elo only shein kohen gadol chayiv atumas mitzvah kadosh divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds a new ptur that a kohen gadol he's potter from the avera of tumas mitzvah kadosh. But on the other two he holds chayiv, even though the kohen gadol needs a psak halacha first. He does not make this p'tur, even need a p'sak. He holds no, a kohen gadol would be chayiv in the other two. She has some tumas shemitah shekadoshav. Here he holds yipot in the Gemara Dashan's apostik. Why he says, pasiv isha sheyitam leizchatav nichas vanefa shehi, mater hakal. It has to be mishichot eshavu lekal, yotakoy mashiach, that his chet is not doimut to the kal, that he needs a p'sak, and the kal does not need a p'sak first. Sefer for the tumas shemitah shekadoshav, if Shimon holds the kohen gadol is potter from the korban. When they have to bring the carbon, what carbon do they bring? Carbon oil of a yerit. Like even the Nasi, when he has to bring these, a carbon for these averis, he has to bring a regular carbon oil of a yerit. Rabbi Elazar let me know, Hanasi may be Sawyer. A Nasi and Melech does not have the carbon oil of a yerit, but rather when he's high of a carbon, even for these type of an averis, the carbon would be his carbon Sawyer, the he goat, and not a carbon oil of a yerit. We hold our Techachomim that they hold here, like when does a Nasi bring a special korban? By a korban kavua. But here with this korban is the korban oil of a yerid. On this type of a korban, even a Nasi brings the regular korban oil of a yerid. Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aluf, Koyen Moshiach Shechoto, a Koyen Godol, that was Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, he did an Aveira, he ate Chalif, he passed in wrong for then he ate the Chalif. V'yachakach Ovim Shechusoy. and then he was taken away from his position. They had they appointed another Kohen Gadol. He's no more Kohen Gadol. The same thing with the Melech. Shechot, he did the chet when he was a Melech. And then they took him off. From his position, he's no more king. So what's the locha? Kohen Moshiach may be par. They still bring the special kabbonis that they would bring, b'shach did the chet. Even though now they're not a Kohen or they're not a Melech anymore. Still, the Kohen Moshiach is may be par. V'hanosi may be soyer, and the Melech still has to bring his special soyer, his special egoat, even though he's not a Melech anymore. Mishnah Beis. Kohen Moshiach shavim shechusai. Let's say a Kohen Gadol that was taken off from his position. V'yachakachota, and then he first did the chet, then he first ate the chenuf. V'chein hanosi, same thing with the Melech. Shavim migdolosai, first he was taken off his position. V'yachakachota, and then he did the chet, he ate the chenuf. So what's the loch here? Kohen Moshiach may be par. The Kohen Gadol still has the locha. Even though he's taken off from his position, and he first did the chet then, still he has to bring the par. But v'hanosi kehedyet, the Melech, when he's taken off from position, he's like a regular hedyet. And with Ashim, Sukim, the Pasuk says, Asher nosi yechete, mashed only when he's a nosi, and not afterwards. Mashenkin by a Kohen, it's mashma, anytime he was a Kohen, a Gadol, he has the chiyuvim to bring a par. Mishnah Gimel. Chotu achlo nismanu. Let's say these people did the chatoyim before he became a Kohen Gadol, or before he became a Melech. He did it when he was a regular hedyotim. V'yachakach nismanu, and then this Kohen became a Kohen Gadol, or the person became a king, a Melech. Harielu kedyit, them shita. Since the chet was done, the shastar a hedyit, that korban is like a regular hedyit, and they have to bring a regular kiss for sira. Rabbi Shimon says no, Rabbi Shimon, it depends. Imnoi dolahem. If they know they did the chet before they became a Kohen Gadol or Melech and Echnami, since the chet and the idea was when they were a hedyet, they have to bring a regular korban like a hedyet. But let's say they first realized they did the chet after they were appointed to be either Kohen Gadol or Melech, then Pturim. Because if Shimon old, you have to have the chet and the idea at the same time. Here the chet was when he was a hedyet, and the idea is later when he's a Melech or a Kohen Gadol, seals that potter from a carbon. Who was considered the Nosi we're always talking about? Zeha Melech, that's the Melech Yisro, the king. Shneimer the Pasuk says, V'yosa achas mekol mitzvos Hashem alekov. So, what does that mean to say? They were talking about a Nosi here, which means Nosi, Shein agava velo Hashem alekov. A Nosi means like a Melech, that nobody is higher above him. The only one that's above him is Hashem, nobody else. So that's the Melech, that he's the highest position. Mishnah Dalet. V'yezel HaMashiach, who's always considered the Mashiach? HaMashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. Means the Kohen that's appointed with the Shem and HaMishcha that they had B'Zman Moshe and the Bayis Harishon. Now, Loi HaMruba B'Begodim. But not the Kohen of the when the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, that there was no more Shem and HaMishcha, they were Kohen Gadol because they wore the 8 B'Godim. He does not have the Halacha of a Kohen Mashiach, he does not bring a power. The Ein Ben Kohen HaMashiach, the Shemen HaMishcha, there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol that was appointed with the special Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil that was made by Zman Moshe, Limruba Begodim, between a regular Kohen Gadol of the Bayis HaSheni, which was only appointed because he wore the 8 Begodim, Ela Par HaBo HaKol HaMitzvahs, only the special Korban, that this the Torah says of a Kohen Gadol does the Chet with his own sack first, and then he does B'Shoyeg, he has to bring a Par, that only applies to a Kohen Gadol HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. But not with the Kohen that's on him Ruba Begodim. That a Kohen Ruba Begodim, he only has to bring a regular kiss for Asira like a regular Yochit. Now, V'yein Ben Kohen Mishamish, there's no difference between a Kohen that's actually doing the Avoid, that is the Kohen Gadol right now, La Kohen Shavar, to the Kohen that was taken off. In other words, first the Kohen Gadol became Postal, became a Valkyrie. So they appointed the second one. Then when the first one becomes Tor, the second one goes off. So that one that goes off, our Tan holds, he has the same halacha like the Kohen Gadol, that he could do the Avodah the whole year. Ela par Yom HaKippurim v'yasiru Sefer. Only the special part that's brought in Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol, that only the first Kohen Gadol could bring, and not the second one. And the same thing, the special Korban Mincha, the Chavitin, that's brought every single day, half Baboike, half Erev, that's only brought by the Kohen that's Mishamish, and not the Kohen that's Shavar. But our Tana holds that this Kohen that Shavar can still bring Kabonis. There's a man Yom that says no, that Mishum Eva, we do not let him do the Avodah. Now, Zev is there, Shovin, Bavodah Yom Kippurim. The rest of the Avodahs that are done on Yom Kippur, even a Kohen Shovar could also do the Avodah. Or Mitzvah Nala Basula, even a Kohen Shovar also has the mitzvah, only to marry a Basula. The Yasuru Nala Moni is also to marry an Amona. The Yenim Metamim Berkaveim. And if one of the Kroivim, the father, mother, sister, brother, dies, they cannot touch them. The Nala Bimetamim Lamesim. Even if they're on Kroivim, like a regular Kohen Gadol. V'loi Purim. They did not rip their clothing. And they cannot Purim, let the hair grow long. They have to take the regular haircut. Or Machzir V'Nesrotzeach. If either one of these Kohanim die, they're both considered like a Kohen Gadol, and either one of them dies, they free the Rotzeach from the Aron Miklat. But this halacha is, if you kill somebody b'shegig, you have to go to the Aron Miklat, and you have to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. So even a Kohen Shaavar, he's also considered a Kohen Gadol. Mishnah Hei, Kohen Gadol Poire Milamata. By a Kohen Gadol, if one of his Kroivim die, so he has to rise Kri, he rips his Begodim, but not on top like a normal person, but on the bottom of the Begodim. But a regular Kohen, a regular person, he has to rip on the top of his clothing. Now exactly what does Milmala and Lamata mean? It's Machlokes Gemara Rav and Shmuel, whether does Milmata mean just underneath the top rim? Does it mean no, all the way mamish on the bottom of the Begit? Now Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinein V'li Oichel. A Kohen Gadol, even though his father just died, and before the Kfur is an Oinein, still he's allowed to bring the Korban. But V'li Oichel, he cannot eat Kachim. For a hegyut, but a regular kohen le'makrav le'yochel, he cannot even bring a korban b'shas he's an einain before the kvura. Mishnah Vav, kol ha'todir mechaver, anything that's todir happens more often, like the korban ha'tomid, it happens every single day. Kol ha'todir mechaver, koydim eschaver, that comes first. Like on Yom Tovim, the first korban you bring is a korban ha'tomid, because that comes every single day, and then you bring the special korbanos for the yom. For Chol HaMakudish Mechaver, anything that's more Makudish, like the Koyans, more Makudish than Yisrael, Koyim Mechaver, he goes first. We always have to let a Koyan speak first or eat first. He always takes the Mona first because he has more Kedusha. Par HaMashiach or Par Eido Imdim, let's say both the Koyan Godel did an Avera that he has to bring a Par for. The same thing the Bezna Godel Paskin wrong on a different type of a Chet, that the Siva has to bring their Korban. And these two korbanos are now in front of us in the Beis Hamikdash. Which one is brought first? So the Mishnah says, Par HaMashiach Kodem. We dash from Sukkim that says, Brishoino, that this par comes first. The par Eido B'chol Maisav. All the actions, all that krov of it, first you bring the par of the Kohen Gadol, and then you bring the par of the Tzibur. Like even though really the Tzibur is more Makudush, it's a Tzibur, it's more than a Yochid, still here's a Gzeras HaKosiv, the par of the Kohen Gadol comes first. Mishnah Zayin. Let's say you see a man drowning in the water, or you see a lady drowning, and you can only save one of them. So Lachruz is supposed to save a man first, and then try and save the lady. And the same thing, if they lost something, and you can only return one, you have to work to return the man's before you return the lady's. And the Rambam says the reason is, because a man is mechuyev in taryag mitzvahs, v'ashenken anisha, she's potter from mitzvahs aseh shizman gerama. So since they're not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, they have less of a kedusha. Now, v'yisha koydemes le'ish lechsus u'liyotzim beis hashevi. Let's say they're very poor. You have a poor man and a poor lady. They don't have enough money to buy clothing. Then you have to clothe the lady first, give her money first to buy clothing, because it's a big embarrassment for a lady to remain undressed than a man. Beis hashevi, let's say they're captured by the goyim. So we know a lady has more to be worried about, to live with her, to be mezana with her, so we have to redeem the lady first. But what's going to be bizman sheshneim oimdim lekokolo? Let's say you know for sure the goyim want to live now with both, with the man and the lady. They want to have mishkav zocha with the man, and they want to have mezuz with the lady. Then u'ish koydim lisha. Then there's a chiyuv to redeem the man first, because there's a bigger embarrassment, like the man is not used to having mishkav zocha. So then it's a big embarrassment than the lady that they're going to live with a kedarka. So she's used to living with her own husband. True, here she's being forced by a guy, but it's a big busha for a man. Therefore, he's supposed to save the man before the lady. Mishnah Ches. Kohen Koydem Levi. Whereas Nageir to giving cover, to respect, or to saving, you have to save a Kohen before you save a Levi. Same thing, Levi Yisrael, because they have more Kedusha. And Yisrael comes before Lamamzer. Yisrael comes before a Mamzer. Umamzer Lanosin. The Mamzer comes before a Nosin. The Nosin Lager. Nosin comes before a Ger. The Gemara says, because he was brought up between amongst the Jews before a Ger was. The Ger comes before Lievid Meshucher. Because Nevid Kanani, even though now that he's free, is also like a Jew, but he had a curse upon him. When he was Nevid Kanani, he had the curse of Neach. Therefore, he has less Kedusha than a regular Ger. Hey, Messiah, when was this said that the Kohen, the Levi Yisrael, comes first? Bizman Shekulim Shovim. When they both have the same amount of knowledge in Torah. Avlam Ho, your Mamzer Talmud Chochem. Let's say even the Mamzer, he was a Talmud Chochem. For Kohen Godel Amoritz, and the Kohen Godel is only an Amoritz, does not know as much Torah. As the Mamzer knows, then Mamzer Talmud Chochem Kohen. You have to give him respect, you have to be Master of Eidah, save him first. La Kohen Godel Amoritz. Rather than the Kohen Godel, that's an Amoritz. The Pasuk says, Yikori Mepnimo, and we darshin Yikori Torah, that the Torah is more chashuv the Kohen Godel, Shnichas Lefnei Lefnim. Therefore, the Ika Chshivas is a Talmud Chochem. On the tzad that they're both Shava, then we have our Mishnah, who comes first, the Levi, a Kohen, Levi of Yisrael, Mamzer, Nosin, Ger, Ever Meshucher. Now, the famous question Achreinim asks is, we know the Gemara says all over, that you can't kill somebody to save your life. If a guy says, I'll kill you, if you don't kill somebody else, you have no right to kill somebody else. These are from the Gimel Averis that are Yehorak V'al Yavar. And the Gemara we says the reason is because my chaz is the dom of the doch sum ketfei, who said your blood is redder than your friend. In other words, you want to kill your friend in order to save your life. Who said you're more choshev than your friend? Maybe your friend's lisham is more choshev than you are. That's what the Gemara says all over. It's in Hedron Avodah Zarah, Ksubis. The question is here, the Mishnah says no, that there is a chashivas. We know who's more choshev. A man comes before a lady, a kohen before a levi before Yisrael. We have a seder here. Who's more choshev? So why do we always say the svara, my choshev? The Chorin of Achonim once answered, if shat is that true? Min astam, stam to save one of the two. Were you not doing any averis? It's only a question, which mitzvah should you do first? Savada des chashivas. One neshama could be more choshev than the other one. But over there, the question is, you want to have a heter to kill somebody. Like you want to have a heter to do the aver of killing. You want to kill somebody. So before you kill somebody, you have to have a big heter. See, here the Gemara says no, that my chazas, who said your neshama is more redder than the other one, and that should give you right to do the aver of killing. To do an avera, you're not more redder. You have no right. That will give you heter to do the avera. Then we say no, his neshama is choshev, your neshama is choshev. Therefore, that should be shevi atasei, and do not do the maisa hariga. Hardun alecho, mesechta hurrius, maslika mesechta seda nezikin.